Yeah, thanks, Owen. Welcome back to our coverage of the 2022 Dual Donegal International Rally. We're just back at the end of the Carron Hills stage, which will be the penultimate stage of this event on day two, that is. They're going to do Carron Hill. There's about 14.6 kilometres, if my memory serves me right. And then after Carron Hill, then they're going to head off to do the 8 kilometres of Fanad Head, which is now called Fanad Bug. And that'll bring an end to day two. But as they go to the shortened last loop of the day, Callum Devine and Olo Sullivan in the Volkswagen Polo, they're under a bit of pressure because Matt Edwards, the three-time British rally champion, who is David Moynihan on board, they've been putting the pressure on Callum. They've been quickest over and have been thereabouts really fast times over the last number of stages, particularly in that second loop, and they reduced the advantage of Callum down from 28 seconds and it's now down to 15.9. So there's a bit of pressure coming on Callum. It'll be interesting to see how the young dairyman is going to handle that pressure now in the final loop of the day. 15.9 seconds is the difference between them two, Callum Devine and Nolo Sullivan, leading the way from the Citroen of Matt Edwards and David Moynihan. Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble in the Volkswagen Polo, they're back on the money and the good time, so they are in the afternoon. They said 22.9 adrift of Edwards. Josh Moffat, however, the championship leader with Andy Hayes on board on their Hyundai i20, 0.1 of a second is the difference between Fisher and Moffat as they battle for third. Is there going to be a move by Josh on Carron Hill? Remember, he's already had a fastest time on this stage today. Marion Evans and Jonathan Jackson are in fifth position overall in their polo, 35 seconds adrift of Moffat. Another Moffat, Sam Moffat, along with Keith Moriarty, sixth overall in their Fiesta, 2.5 off Evans. Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly in another Fiesta WRC, seventh overall. They've had suspension problems today, 21 off the pace of Moffat. And then the ever impressive Kevin Geller and Ryan Moore in that Darien T90 GTR, they have been putting up serious times as they've taken a real strong grip of the modified section. They sit 8th overall. Now they're 40 seconds off the pace of Declan Boyle, but they're 15 ahead of Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, who are in a Fiesta. James Stafford and Thomas Scallon are sitting 10th position overall. They're the second modified car in the Class 14 category, 10th overall. They sit 18 seconds adrift of Gary Jennings, and then they are 15 seconds adrift of Kevin Gallagher. So they find themselves 33.8 seconds behind Kevin Gallagher in the battle for Class 14 honours. Quickly, the rest of the top 25. Excuse me. David Kelly is 11th overall in the Fiesta. Declan Gallagher's 3rd in Class 14 in the National, 12th overall. Ryan Loughran's 13th. Endo O'Brien 14th. Seamus Leonard 15th. Gary Kiernan 16th. Gareth McKeel 17th. Michael Boyle 18th. Mark Alcorn is 19th. And Richard Moffat is into the top 20. The likes of Aaron McLaughlin is at 21. Frank Kelly 22nd. Gary McPhillips 23rd. David Bogie 24th. Stuart Darcy 25th. With Jonathan Pring, Michael Carbon, PJ McDermott, Niall Maguire and Damien Toner wrapping up the top 30 as the cars are about to start the third run round Carron Hill, the final loop on day two of the Dual Donegal International Rally. The clerk of the course and the official vehicles have just come through the stage end, so it means the 00 safety cars will be next, and then Callum Devine will be starting the 14 kilometres of Carron Hill in through the roads of Ballyar. He's 15 seconds ahead of Matt Edwards. Edwards has been chipping away at him all afternoon. Can Devine bounce back? We'll find out shortly.